Martin, you're on the verge of a win then, and to have that snatched from you in the final few minutes, the lads must be gutted.
Yeah, we're all absolutely devastated. We knew it would be a scrappy game with the conditions and the wind. But I said at half-time, you know, I'd take a 1-0, and, you know, we worked so hard to defend in difficult conditions, had opportunities to finish the game and make it 2-0. And at 1-0, you know, there's always a chance that, that they've got an opportunity to nick it. And, you know, even if we'd have finished with a point today, it would have felt like a loss because of the game coming in the 93rd minute. But to lose it is an absolute hammer blow, and you know, it's totally unjust.
And what went wrong in those final few minutes? Was it lack of concentration, a lack of experience?
To be honest, second half, we didn't have anybody to get on the ball. We didn't keep possession well. We need someone to get on the ball, keep the ball. You know, we're trying to force passes too early, not retaining the possession. In vital areas, you know, and in the final third, you know, that quality when we needed it just wasn't there. And unfortunately, we've been punished very, very harshly today for it.
And despite the defeat, still some positive performances from young Jake Woods and Kyle Dixon, the loney.
Yeah, like you say, there's always plenty of positives to take from every game, but it's just so hard that when you lose a game in that manner against your local rivals, you know, it really hurts. And like you say, you know, even if we'd have won the game, you know, I would have said to the players, you know, great battling performance, but, you know, we need to improve in possession and retaining the ball. And, you know, in fairness today, you know, they had opportunities and put us under a lot of pressure, and it's just one of them days, really.
And a chance to start another run now. You've lost that unbeaten record against Rugby on Monday. What do you expect from that game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they got on today, but I know they won the last four out of five, so I know their manager, Dale Belford, very well, so I know he's got them organised and working hard, so, you know, we know it's going to be another tough game. But, you know, great thing about football is, you know, we've only got 2 days to put it right again, so hopefully go there, get a good result and finish the year off on a high.
Thanks, Martin.
Cheers.